All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, February 25th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we had 16 matches of tennis already get underway. NHL is finally back today with an 8-game slate. We have a 5-game NBA slate, and then we have golf teeing off early tomorrow morning. So, should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, so you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen here. Did have a number of questions come in prior to the show, so we will start there and then just kind of see where things go. So, first question of the day. Question, I just ran an NBA build, and about 1/4 of the lineups have a negative Saber score. Is it good practice to filter these out? I am running the pro package, so I don't have the portfolio tools. So, me personally, I do think that it is a good idea to filter out these negative Saber score lineups. I will show you exactly how to do that. So I have the golf slate for tomorrow pulled up here. Going to run a build. So let's run that build. Let's let these lineups go. And then we'll get into the post build and just talk about or kind of show how you would do that. All right. Lineups are finished. They're just loading up here. Okay, cool. So we get into the post build. I'm going to create a group, say with just 20 lineups. I'm actually going to switch from portfolio over to Uniques One to make this like a little bit clearer. And we just have to wait for this to diversify. All right, so these lineups loaded, but we're not going to use this. We're going to switch over to Uniques One. And then we're going to switch over to SaberScore. All right, cool. So we get over here, and the question was around filtering out negative SaberScore lineups. So the SaberScore is an ROI, just so we're all on the same page here. This 27.96 value you see is effectively 27.96% ROI on average across our 20 lineups. Now, what I would do in order to filter out the negative ones is go to the pool filters, click add new filter. I'm going to name it SaberScore. That way it will persist on future slates and it'll be easy for me to reuse. So I'm going to say SaberScore. And then I'm going to click show lineups with SaberScore greater than zero. We can see how many lineups go in the trash. So this is actually kind of a lot. It's trashed 285 lineups. So now we're only left with the positive SaberScore ones. And in this case, since we're using Uniques One, this is highest SaberScore to lowest. It's not going to impact our 20 lineups. But it could if you start making adjustments, right? If you had been setting minimax exposures, the builder is kind of having to search through the lineups in your pool to see if it can meet the exposures. Well, it's possible that it ends up using some negative SaberScore lineups to meet the exposures. Putting that filter on kind of protects you from those lineups and makes the builder solve the problem in a little different way. So I would recommend it. I do think it is useful and helpful. Okay, next question. What is the best way to test if a player is simming well? Also, what would be ideal the ideal way to get someone that doesn't project well into lineups, increase projection, or just set a minimum exposure? Okay, two questions in one here. We'll start with the first one. What is the best way to test if a player is simming well? So what I would do is I would just open up a new build and I would run a default build. I wouldn't make any adjustments. And I would basically do a couple different things. So what I would be looking at are basically these two columns, exposure and pool. I would set my number of lineups to, you know, at least 20 here, right? You kind of want a good chunk of lineups to see, hey, which players are popping, right? Which players have the highest exposure, which players have the highest leverages. The three players I'm seeing the most on this slate is Echevarria, Gerard, and then Valimaki. So here, right, you could see, okay, Echevarria and Gerard are our highest exposed, but our third highest exposed golfer is not our third highest leverage, right? That's not the leverage is the difference between us and the field. Hey, we have them in this many lineups, but they're going to be rostered at this percentage, right? So here, since Valimaki is 8% owned, we actually have more leverage on Valimaki than we do on McGreevy because McGreevy's ownership is a lot higher. So exposure, leverage are going to be good ways to tell which players are kind of popping. And then another resource is the pool exposure. So the exposure shows you however many lineups are in your group or in your groups, if you have multiple groups, right? The pool is the exposure across all of the lineups available in your pool. Now, when you put a filter on and then you trash some lineups, the pool exposure gets updated. So if we were looking at the pool exposure with the SaberScore filter off, well, the percentages we see are going to be different than if we look at it with the SaberScore filter on. So I think looking at it while it's on can be a good thing here because you're basically getting a better sense of the player's exposure across all positive SaberScore lineups. So here, right, even if I come in and sort by pool, hey, you know, Gerard and Lowry are kind of the same, but Lowry's effectively like his pool leverage is actually like a little bit higher, right? Because he is 10% away from his ownership and Gerard is only 5% away. McGreevy is 12% away. So I think that, you know, comparing pool to ownership is one way. If you actually want to see what the pool leverage is, you could intermittently change the number of lineups to the number of lineups in the pool. So, hey, I want to get a sense for my pool leverage. Okay, I'm going to match the number of lineups in my pool to my group. Now the exposure and pool exposure are the same, and I can actually use the leverage column here rather than having to kind of estimate in my head. And then once I'm done with that, okay, I go back down to a smaller number and I look at a bite-sized chunk, right? Hey, okay, we've seen the big picture. Now I want to look at like the top 20 lineups, see if the leverages and exposures are different. So those are the two ways that I would be trying to see if a player sims well. Now, the second part is what is the ideal way to get someone into a lineup that doesn't project well? So there's two options, and you kind of mentioned them here. Number one is exposures. Number two is projection adjustments, right? Projection adjustments are not as direct. So, you know, in theory, I could increase someone's projection, right? Hey, maybe I'm not getting that much of so-and-so. I want to boost their projection to try and get more of them. You can do that. It might lead to more exposure, but it might not lead to as much as you want, right? Basically, the builder can analyze the exposure like or the projection adjustment like, oh, hey, we changed David Thompson from 72 points to 74. It's like, well, even at 74, I still don't like him, right? The builder could say that and give you no additional exposure to that play. I think the more direct way is just minimax exposure. Like, hey, I understand, you know, that like from me talking to the builder, like, hey, I understand you don't like Thompson, but I do, you know, I just want to get 20% of him and I don't want to be under the field. And if anything, I'd rather be slightly over. His ownership is 17%. 20 gets me above the ownership line here. And now I'm happier, right? So the exposure is going to be a lot more direct. What I recommend is that if you know you want something, if you know you want a certain percentage of a player, or if you want a player to be in your lineups, it is better to set the exposure. If you have opinions about their performance, right? Hey, I actually think that Thompson is going to shoot more birdies than you're showing, right? His birdie rate here is 15 birdies across the tournament. And I think it's going to be closer to 20 for whatever reason, right? Okay, well, in that case, you're just adjusting his projection to make it more accurate. You know, I think the best thing you can do is give SaberSim accurate adjustments and then let it figure out what the new best rate is to play that player at. So SaberSim can say, okay, hey, we have a projection adjustment here. And, you know, now what is the new best exposure, right? Sometimes it can be the same, which sucks sometimes when you think you've like kind of identified like a good spot. So, you know, if that's the case, then, you know, your exposure adjustment would be the next best option. So those are kind of the two. Exposure is always a little bit more direct. So that's what I would recommend. Okay. Next question. Also, I run lineups, and let's say I get Wemby at 30% after the Sims run. I then adjust ownership and make his P-own go from 18% to 2%. I thought this would result in getting much more Wemby. Surprisingly, I then only get 17% after building in lineups and simming. Any ideas why this would be? Okay, good question. So let's go over to NBA. Actually, I guess it doesn't matter. We could show this with golf too. So it is important. This is a really important point. When you change a player's ownership in the My Own column, it does not change their ownership in the field lineups we sim against, okay? So when we go to the contest tab, and let's say I want to go and look at one of the ownership fields, right? So I'm going to look at the flagship MME, okay? So I'm going to pop this out. It's going to load the flagship MME lineups. Okay, that didn't work the way I wanted it to. No, maybe it did. Let's go back. Okay, I got to open up the projection side. Okay, so I open up the projection side. I'm looking at the flagship MME field lineups. Notice that the projected own, which is the my own column, is on flagship MME. Well, notice that the exposure is the same, right? So I'm just showing this to show you guys that the exposures in the field lineups ultimately become the ownership projections, right? We can see with Lowry here, 35% exposure, 34.99 projection. It's just like a rounding thing here. So keep this in mind when we go back. So now if I go to my build, right? And I'm like, you know what? I don't think Lowry is going to be 35% owned. I actually think he's going to be 30% owned, right? I'm going to say 30%. Okay, so I changed his ownership here. Doing this does not change his exposure in the field lineups. And the contest sim source is still using the flagship MME field lineups. What this does impact, it impacts any filters you have that use ownership. It impacts any rules you have that use ownership. It impacts the sum own calculation in the lineups. And then it would impact any lineup filters that you have. Okay, so changes to the my own column affect player and lineup filters, rules, and summary statistics. That is all that changing this impacts. Now, if you wanted this to impact your sims, you have to go one step further. So, okay, I'm going to make my adjustments. Let's say I make a couple. You know, I'm going to move some players. up and down just to get a couple adjustments here. And maybe I'm happy with these four. Well, I want them to be accounted for in my contest sim. I actually want these values to be reflected. What I would do is after making the adjustments, I would go to the gear icon in the My Own column. And then I would use this button down on the bottom that says Generate Field from Ownership. What this is going to do is take my adjustments into account, and it's going to create a new field to simulate against. So I make my ownership adjustments. I click Generate Field from Ownership. Now SaberSim is taking those adjustments into account. And then we're going to see what the exposure to those players ends up being. It's never going to be perfect, but it is going to be a lot closer to what you want. So let's let these load up. All right. So we had moved Gerard and Lowry to 30%. And now they've gone from 38% to 33% and then 35% to 32%. So they didn't get all the way there, but they definitely did come down here, right? Gerard down 5%, Lowry down about 3%. So it's going to get a lot closer. Now that I've generated this field, now that the exposures have loaded, I forgot what the other ones were. But here, right, I'm just going to roll with those two because those are the two that I remember. Now that this has loaded, what I would do, I would go to the contest tab. I would go to the field lineups column, and then I'm going to change this from flagship MME. There's going to be a new option now that I've generated a field, and then I'm going to choose whatever I named it. Here I named it, I just put a one. So I'm going to select this. So now when I go back and run my sim, it's going to use the field I created as the source when simming my lineups in this contest. So it's going to take my lineups and my build, simulate them against the number one field lineups that I created, and then it would take into account any and all adjustments I've made. So that is how you do that. All right. Next question here. Question on alert preference. It says, send alerts if player projection drops by more than 20%. Should I leave it at 20 or is there a better percentage I could go with? Good question. I think 20 is pretty good. You know, that's like the default here to turn this on. So if you have mobile notifications, which I believe are on ultimate, you can get alerted if players are rolled out, and then you can get alerted if players' projections change. The projection change is more like if we're expecting somebody to start and then they end up coming off the bench, you know, they're probably going to lose like some amount of minutes. And if their projection goes from 25 to 20, for instance, then that is what would trigger this alert. If you would like to be notified about values smaller than that, right? You kind of have to figure it out. You kind of have to figure out like, hey, what is my threshold for where I want to change a player potentially? If 25 to 20 would be 20%. If a player goes from 25 to 23, you would not be notified. Does that matter to you, right? You kind of have to answer that question. If you went to 10%, that would mean if a player went from 25 down to 22, you would get an alert, right? Hey, that's a 3-point drop. 10% is 2.5 points. So it's not going to alert you from 25 to 22.6, but it is going to alert you from 25 to 22.4. So I think what the important thing here is to actually put some numbers to this and figure out where is the line for when you would want to do a swap potentially. And that is what you should set this to. So we do 20% by default. I think it's okay to go lower if you want. But I think that's like probably a fine threshold to start with. All right. answered a number of questions, did a golf demo with custom fields here, which is always a fun thing to do. Talk some uniques and some Saber scores and some filters. I think we are all set. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.